This Daily Christian Newscast, brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, May 30th, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. A tornado and heavy rains hit central Texas late Thursday and early Friday, causing severe damage, flooding, and flight cancellations. 153 homes were damaged by an EF1 tornado that struck the city of Bryan, 53 of which sustained major damage. Thankfully, no injuries were reported. God be praised. Heavy thunderstorms that caused the flooding halted all flights coming into and leaving Bush International Airport for nearly 2 hours. On Friday, Representative Rick Allen, a Georgia Republican, created quite a stir on Capitol Hill when he pulled out an anti-homosexuality Bible passage and began reading to shame fellow Republicans who voted to ban contracts absent homosexual so-called equal rights protection. Many responded with disgust and walked out of the meeting. Nearly 500,000 Christians took part last week in Sao Paulo, Brazil, in what organizers called the largest Christian event in the world. The Reborn in Christ Church held its 24th annual March for Jesus. A 3-mile-wide swarm of people followed trucks with stages and sound equipment, singing and praising God in celebration of their freedom to worship. Church Job Fairs is an organization helping churches since 2014 minister to their communities by holding job recruitment events. Nearly 10,000 people have attended 60 church job fairs, which also provide opportunities to share the gospel. Organization President Gerhard Kramer told The Worldview more about the project.
This is an opportunity basically to meet a tangible need, to meet people where they are. And so by opening the doors of a church and providing an opportunity for them to find a job and ultimately introduce the fact that there's hope in Jesus and to make that introduction to that local church as an outreach.
A World War II era single-seat fighter plane crashed in the Hudson River on Friday evening, just 2 miles from the George Washington Bridge in New York City. The pilot, 56-year-old William Gordon of Key West, Florida, was killed. Gordon was flying a P-47 Thunderbolt, part of a trio of these historic planes, in preparations to take part in the Jones Beach Air Show on Saturday in Long Island, where the planes were originally built. On Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned Romania and Poland that they are in the potential crosshairs of Russian rockets because they are hosting parts of the new U.S. missile defense system. Putin said his government has repeatedly warned it would have to retaliate if the missile defense shield was put into place. Another part of the shield is getting ready to be implemented in Poland. In a joint news conference in Athens with Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, Putin said, quote, "We will be forced to carry out certain measures to ensure our security," unquote. On Saturday, at a top-secret naval facility, the U.S. military unveiled and demonstrated a new superpowered weapon for which officials said there was little or no defense. The railgun, some are calling a battlefield meteorite, is an electromagnetic supergun that fires a 25-pound projectile 4,500 miles per hour through 7 steel plates, leaving a 5-inch hole. Requiring neither gunpowder nor explosives, and powered by electromagnetic rails, officials say the railgun will transform military strategy, keeping the U.S. ahead of advancing Russian and Chinese weaponry. Today is Memorial Day in America. Today we remember those who gave their lives for our freedom. For many, today will be just another day in a 3-day weekend. Producers of The Unknowns, a documentary which released today nationwide, offers a reminder that the national holiday is much more than time off from work. Producer Ethan Moore said, "We wanted to show the general public the behind the scenes of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier so they could get a better appreciation of why they even have the day off." The Unknowns followed the training of the Sentinels at the Tomb of the Unknowns Monument at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. Morse added, "Our country was built on sacrifice. Everyone says freedom is not free, but tomb guards live that saying every night and day to honor our nation's fallen and missing heroes." Galatians 5 teaches us that freedom is our calling, and that true freedom is that God has freed us from sin so that we, by love, can serve one another. And that's the worldview on this Memorial Day Monday, May 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. The number of donors to keep the worldview on the air has gone from 59 to 66. Time is short. We still need 184 listeners to step up to the plate by tomorrow night at 12 midnight, Tuesday, May 31st, and consider giving a pledge of $20 a month. Please go to theworldview.com right now. Click on Give on the top right corner and check the recurring donation box. We need your help today. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
You have to admit, the worldview in 5 minutes is unique. Nobody else pairs the latest news stories with timeless scripture verses. The result? The Bible comes alive in the context of everyday news. To research, write, voice, and produce the worldview costs money. If you value what we're doing, vote with your wallet. We need 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. It's just 64 cents a day. We've spent thousands to get this going, and now we need you to help keep it going. Let's proclaim to the world that God is at work in everyday news.